Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, we're going to talk about Chronicles chapter 28, verse 20, but let me set the context. The greatest thing a father can pass on to a son, and mature leaders can pass on to younger leaders, is found in this passage. It does not involve a hefty inheritance or a corner office. It's not written in a will or even a succession plan. It comes from the life of one who has been tested and tried and has remained standing. The greatest thing that can be passed along is the assurance of God's presence and strength from those who have truly experienced both. Here's what David desired to pass on to his son. 1 Chronicles 28:20. David also said to Solomon, his son, "Be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished." David's trip from the sheep pens to the palace took a rocky, winding road. One minute, David was holding Goliath's head in his hand and becoming welcomed as a hero. The next minute, he was dodging a jealous king's spear and running for his life. In his decade as a fugitive, David learned much about himself and more about God. Now he passed that knowledge to his son, not as verses from his scripture memory packet, but as God's word experienced in real life. So here's the question: what do you have to pass on to those who follow? Here's some talking points as you pray. Again, prayer is just talking to God. Ask God to help you evaluate what you are passing on to the next generation. And secondly, ask God to help you live today so you have something to pass on tomorrow. Father, please help us not only be hearers of your word, but doers as well. Help us follow you on rocky and winding roads so we will know that you are a guide who delivers us home regardless of the tough terrain. Help us to share more than just words with those who follow. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.